The International Monetary Fund has warned the Czech Republic that failure to implement much-needed reform of its public finances could result in an economic slowdown. But given the prospect of a broad coalition government involving the country's two biggest parties and early elections on the horizon, will Czech politicians heed this warning? Daniela Lazarová has the story.
A team of experts from the International Monetary Fund who visited the Czech Republic this week said in no uncertain terms that it was high time for action. The head of the IMF mission, Subhash Thakur, said the Czech Republic could not expect to sustain its steady economic growth for much longer unless it implemented an effective reform of its public finances, particularly reforms in pension and health spending. Economist David Marek says this is not the only warning the Czech Republic has received lately.
Just the day before, the statement of the IMF rating agency Standard & Poor's warned that outlook of Czech rating could be changed from positive to negative. So that's the implication.
And how would that affect the economy?
Immediate impact would be higher interest rates in the Czech Republic, higher premium for Czech assets, and then higher costs of financing economic activities in the Czech Republic, and then economic slowdown.
And how much time do you think the country has to start these reforms and to implement them?
It's quite urgent. We should have started such reforms several years ago. Just now, every year is important.
The fact that the Czech Republic badly needs reforms was the pivotal message in the Civic Democratic Party's election campaign. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek promised a strong reform program, but now it seems that he will have to govern hand in hand with the Social Democrats. And Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek has repeatedly stated that he will not allow the socially weaker groups to suffer the effects of radical reform. So what are the chances of these two rival parties implementing far-reaching reforms? Many political analysts are skeptical, especially in view of the debated two-year mandate. But Jiří Peh says the Social Democrats could be ready to make concessions.
I think that some reform program of a new government is possible. It seems to me that Paroubek has realized that early elections would be a disaster for his party, and that if he wants to be in a government with the Civic Democrats, he needs to make concessions. And in fact, I think it may be a good smokescreen for the Social Democrats. In my opinion, many top Social Democrats realize that the country needs reforms, but of course, because of the electorate of the Social Democratic Party, the party has not been willing to go ahead with reforms. Now, of course, the leaders of the Social Democratic Party have a good excuse. They can say, well, this is something we had to do for the sake of the country.
That was political analyst Jiří Peh, ending that report by Daniela Lazarová.